WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into something that's honestly near and dear to my heart. Cultivating self-compassion and emotional awareness. Ever feel like you're constantly riding a roller coaster of emotions? You know, those days when you wake up feeling like you can conquer the world, then bam, a minor setback throws your whole day off track. Sound familiar? Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. In our hyper-connected, always-on world, it's easy to get caught up in the noise and forget about the most important person, Y-O-U. So, how do we navigate this emotional minefield with grace and ease? Well, my friends, self-compassion and emotional awareness are your secret weapons. Think of them as best buddies who help you understand and manage those inner voices better. They're like that wise old friend who knows exactly when to give you a pep talk or a shoulder to cry on. Here are five key takeaways to unlock this power duo. 1. It's okay to not be okay. Seriously, people. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be constantly happy and productive. But let's face it, life throws curveballs. You're allowed to have bad days, feel frustrated, or even cry sometimes. Suppressing your emotions only makes them fester. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel without judgment. Think of it as emotional hygiene, a little self-care for your soul. 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine someone you love struggling. You wouldn't berate them, right? You'd offer words of comfort and support. So why not extend that same kindness to yourself? Remember, you're human. And humans are messy. 3. Recognize your emotional triggers. We all have those things, situations, people, or even thoughts that send our emotions into overdrive. Identifying these triggers is like having a map of your emotional landscape. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and navigate those tricky situations with more awareness. 4. Mindfulness is your best friend. This one might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me, mindfulness is a game changer. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as taking a mental time out. When you're mindful, you're less likely to react impulsively to emotional triggers. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance. Sometimes just voicing your emotions can help lighten the load. You know that feeling when you're trying to solve a problem, but your head is spinning? You can't seem to think straight because you're caught up in a whirlwind of negative thoughts? Well, imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and you're already running late for an important meeting. Your mind starts racing. What if I get there late? What if they think I'm unprofessional? Your heart starts pounding, and your breathing gets shallow. Suddenly, a wave of anxiety washes over you. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take control, you take a deep breath, remember to be kind to yourself, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. You acknowledge the feeling of anxiety without judgment, and then you focus on something else. Maybe you listen to your favorite song or try to find a peaceful spot in the car to center yourself. See? That's emotional awareness in action. by recognizing those feelings and choosing how to respond, instead of reacting impulsively, you gain control over your emotions rather than letting them control you. So, remember, cultivating self-compassion and emotional awareness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You've got this. This week's challenge. I want you to practice noticing your emotions throughout the day. When you feel something strong, whether it's joy, anger, sadness, or even boredom, take a moment to simply acknowledge it. Don't judge it, just observe it. Then ask yourself, what triggered this emotion? How can I respond to it in a healthy and compassionate way? Share your experiences with me on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDeclutter. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn from each other and navigate this emotional roller coaster together. Remember, folks, take care of yourselves, both mentally and emotionally. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of dopamine decluttering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.